Sudanese and Afghan migrants most likely to be arrested over sex crimes in Britain. By Kurt Zindelka on April 17, 2025. Migrants are disproportionately arrested for sex crimes in Britain, with some groups of foreigners, such as those from countries in Africa and the Middle East, being vastly overrepresented among alleged sex offenders. Data gathered from police forces in England and Wales through freedom of information requests by the Daily Mail has found that at least 8,500 foreigners were arrested on suspicion of rape or other sexual offences over the past year. In total, police arrested 44,000 people on suspicion of such crimes, meaning that despite making up around 16.8% of the population per the 2021 census, migrants were accused in over one-fifth of sex offence claims. The data did not include those with dual British citizenship or second- or third-generation migrants, suggesting, as some reviews have claimed while tousling with vague government data, that the impact of migration on sex offences may be much higher in reality. The disparity between Britons and foreigners becomes more stark when broken down by nationality, with some cohorts of migrants being significantly more likely to be arrested in connection with sex crimes. According to the report, Sudanese migrants were the most likely to be arrested on suspicion of rape or other sex offences, at a rate of 1,200 arrests per 100,000 people. This was compared to just 55 per 100,000 Britons, meaning that foreigners from the African nation were over 20 times more likely to be arrested for sex crimes than their British counterparts. The paper noted that if the arrest rate for Sudanese migrants was applied to the native population of England and Wales, it would equate to around 500,000 arrests for sex crimes alone. Those from Afghanistan represented the second most common nationality to be arrested on suspicion of sex offences, at a rate of 1,009 per 100,000. Afghanis were followed by migrants from Eritrea, Iran, and Iraq. In contrast, migrants from Canada and Germany had sex crime arrest rates of 37 and 32 per 1,000, respectively. The disparate arrest rates among different ethnicities, which have been found in other studies, have led to suggestions that the government should curtail immigration from high-risk countries to prevent more criminals being imported into the UK. Shadow Justice Secretary Robert Jenrick remarked, "Not only is mass migration making us poorer, but this data proves it's also making us dramatically less safe. Not only do we need to reduce overall migration radically, we also need to overhaul security vetting." The Conservative MP added, "It should not be surprising that migrants from cultures with backward attitudes towards women are more likely to commit sexual crimes here in the UK. If we are serious about tackling violence against women and girls, we need an immigration system that takes that into account and puts the safety of the British people first." There have also been calls for the government to publish full statistics on the ethnic and immigration background of crime in Britain, as is done in other European countries like Denmark. Research director at the Centre for Migration Control think tank Rob Bates said, "Police forces are clearly recording this data. This is hugely important information, which could be used to greatly improve the manner in which our immigration system works. But a political choice has been made by officials to try and ignore the evidence." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.